Blog Talk Radio.
I don't recall where I saw it. I think it was in a newspaper like the Journal American or a Tribune like newspaper. And there was a small character, and his name was Puck. And I think he wore a top hat. And he had a slogan, and the slogan said, "We have met the enemy, and the enemy is us." And that's what we're going through today. We're going through the takedown of America in its accelerated mode. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. And I got to tell you, at this point in time in this game, I think we got to get rid of both parties. I think we got to get rid of everybody. I was talking to Jimmy from Brooklyn tonight. He was on Savage, and then I gave him a call to tell him that I was rooting for him. And Savage paid him a compliment as a guy who knows a lot about communism. And we got talking about the Hungarian Revolution in 1958. And I remember the sadness of the Hungarian Revolution because the United States gave the Hungarians a smell of freedom. They just let them sniff it. And they gave the Hungarians the impression that we would support their uprising. And the end result was the Hungarians rose up and the Soviets sent in 1,000 tanks. And Jimmy said, "You got to get the last broadcast from the radio station as the Russians were coming up the stairs." And he couldn't remember the last message. So I tried to find it, and the only message I could find was, "Help, help, help." And at that point, the radio went dead, and the Hungarians were recrushed and reformed into the new improved Soviet Union. And I said to myself, you know, when the Berlin Wall came down, did the American Defense Wall come down also? And there are people who will tell you that the Russians didn't lose, and the Russians are still plying their trade, and we have been disarmed more than they have. So I just thought I would mention that to you. If you want to get an eye-opener, just Wikipedia the Hungarian Revolution. And I remember a joke at the time. The guy who stood up against the Russians, his name was Imre Nagy. I thought he was from Czechoslovakia because they had a similar revolution. But I remember the Cardinal of Hungary was in a show trial, and he was sentenced to prison. And when they had the revolution in Hungary, they freed him quickly, and he went to the American embassy, and he lived there for 15 years. And his name was Cardinal Mindszenty. And he was almost a saint. He was almost considered a saint. And because he was a threat to communism, just as the Catholic Church is a threat to communism. And if you can't destroy them, the best way to neutralize them is to infiltrate them and go to their universities and sow the seeds of their destruction. And that's what's happening when you see Georgetown University covering up the symbol IHS, the symbol of Jesus Christ, so that a communist, freely elected president can be a guest without being offended. And a Catholic priest that stands up and says it doesn't mean anything. Yeah. Thank you, Judas Iscariot. Okay, so let me open up with a tune, and when I come back, I'll read you some notes that I made. Before I give you a tune, let me just go over one other thing. If you watched the Fox tonight on Happy Hour, they had a guest on. The guest was missing a leg. He was, and he was missing an eye, and he had a damaged back. He had a punctured bladder, and he had suffered an IED explosion, an IED that was made in Syria, that was shipped into Syria from Iran, and an IED that was then transported from Syria into Iraq. And the guy who was in charge of that, his name is Bashar al-Assad. He's the president of Syria and a close friend of Nancy Pelosi. He's also the same Bashar al-Assad who killed Maronite Christians in Lebanon, who blew up at Prime Minister Hariri in a hole so deep that they had to rope down to get the body. Okay? This is the king of IEDs, and he's a personal friend of the Democrat Party, who Nancy Pelosi, or as I call her, Uday Pelosi, commandeered a large American jet plane, and at the taxpayers' expense, loaded it with fellow communists like Kucinich and Bill Bayonet, all the babies, and Nelson, the senator from Florida, the only astronaut in history to be spelled with two S's, okay, and they're all flag burners and baby killers. And not only did they kill them in the land of the free and the home of the broke, but they go overseas and help kill them. That's how good and effective they are as senators. And we elected them to office. So if you want to buy a Pontius Pilate finger bowl, they're on sale this week. But anyway, this gentleman who was sitting there, who risked his life for probably 100 G's, 100,000 a year. He risked his life for 100,000 a year, maybe 150,000 if he was good. And he ran trucks up and down a Baghdad airport road until the fatal day when he was blown to pieces, and he survived. And why was he on Fox? He was on Fox because his insurance company is AIG. I don't want to say what's the next two words that are on my lips, but it starts with those effing bastards, okay, who are stonewalling him on benefits. And guess who he worked for? And this is AIG, who just got government money, paid off Goldman Sachs in full, sent $160 billion overseas to foreign banks, U.S. taxpayer money. And here they are, they're screwing a U.S. taxpayer out of his medical benefits. Do you think that's good business, or do you think that's punishment for being an American? I think it's punishment for being an American. The American doesn't count. There's no money for him out of that $160 billion. That went overseas to foreign banks. And guess who the guy worked for? He worked for a big corporation, a subsidiary of Halliburton. He worked for Kellogg, Brown, and Root. I don't know if they're a subsidiary of Halliburton, but they're related. They work hand in glove. And Kellogg, Brown, and Root was labeled by the Communist Party of North America as a threat to winning the war, or losing the war, as the Democrats expected us to do. And you know who else worked for Kellogg, Brown, and Root? A guy named Tommy Hamill, who was driving a gasoline truck and saw the other trucks in his convoy blown to bits. He was taken prisoner, filmed by an Australian communist newsman, and he was a prisoner of Al-Qaeda. and God opened the back door and let him out of a house he was being held prisoner in, and he managed to catch an American convoy out in the street, and they whisked him off to safety. And he was another one of those money-hungry capitalists making blood money. He happened to have gone to Iraq because the job was paying about $100,000 a year. And I think, if I remember, the $100,000 a year is tax-free if you make it overseas. So he was going for the big money, and he nearly lost his life. And the reason he was in Iraq is that he lost his farm, and his wife was recovering from heart surgery, and I'm sure their insurance plan sucked, too. And I'm looking for a thank you note he sent me, because I sent him a couple of bucks saying his judgment. And mercy, severity, and kindness. Hearts are softened by pain, often rest in heightened awe of God, being encouraged and enhanced with enduring thankfulness. The Lord is my strength, my shield from every danger. I trust in him with all my heart. He helps me, and my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. Psalm 28:7. Thank you very much. My family is grateful for the prayer and support of you and yours. I pray the Lord is with you and your family each day. God bless you. Tommy and Kelly Hamill. How's that? And they're from Macon, Mississippi. You know, Macon, Mississippi, that's the Southland that the liberals tell you that everybody's incestuous and nobody has teeth. How's that? And you don't think you're brainwashed? When was the last movie you saw that showed the South in a good light? What, To Kill a Mockingbird? Now they would change that to Kill a Mockingbird. But let me tell you something. When the time comes, it's going to be a rebel that stands up with you to save you. Unless you're fighting for Al-Qaeda. So, I just wanted to let you know about the boys at Kellogg, Brown & Root, and Blackwater, and all those other contractors who are being accused of making big money. They're paying a big price. You know the saying, risk gets reward? Well, these guys risk their life and limb. And AIG is stalling them on their insurance coverage. All right, and that's what happens when you got a government-controlled anything.
When boyhood's fire was in my blood, I read of ancient freemen, of Greece and Rome, who bravely stood, 300 men and freemen. Afraid I yet might see our fetters rent in twain, and Ireland long a province be, a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland long a province be, a nation once. From that time, through wildest woe, that hope has shone a far light, nor could love's brightest summer glow outshine that solemn starlight. It seemed to watch above my head in forum, field, and fane. Its angel voice sang round my bed, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland love a province be, a nation once again. It whispered to the freedom arch, and service high and holy would be profaned by feelings dark and passion vain or lowly.
wisdom comes from God's right hand, and needs a godly train, and righteous men must make our land a nation once again.
A nation once again. A nation once again. And Ireland long have brothers be a nation once again.
So as I grew from boy to man, I bent me to that bidding. The spirit of each selfish plan with cruel passion leading. For thus I hope someday to aid. Oh, can such hope be vain, when my dear country shall be made a nation once again.
A nation once again. A nation once again. And Ireland on a province be a nation once again. A nation once again. A nation once again. And Ireland on a province be a nation once again.
I'm back. When a reporter or a judge issues a controversial statement or decision, shouldn't we know the genetic or political makeup? Let's go back to their teens and trace all their movements, associates, and affiliates. Take, for example, this Communist News Network employee. And here's the topic of the article. By now you probably heard of the shameful actions by Susan Reskin, the CNN reporter who harassed attendees at yesterday's Chicago Tea Party. Instead of reporting on the Tea Party, Reskin picked people out of the crowd to confront and argue with before signing off her report by labeling the Tea Party movement as anti-CNN and not for family viewing. As if they were Miami Cuban grandmothers defending Elian Gonzalez. Wasn't CNN trashed for doing betraying working for Fidel Castro in Miami under the Provost Marshal Janet Reno, the hero of Waco and Ruby Ridge, who incited McVeigh to go mad and avenge the murdered at Waco and Ruby Ridge? Is she the one? Was she the catalyst that caused the takedown of the Oklahoma Federal Building? Is that how you do it? You drive people to madness? And then you label them right-wing extremists? Note, Susan Nuke Rentgen married to Phyllis Fosdick. We're doing a background search. Attended the Karl Marx kindergarten for 18 years. Her favorite rock group is the Bolshevik Boys. She believes in the supremacy of the Soviet Union. Her favorite uncle is Joe Stalin. She believes Iran should be allowed to nuke Israel and carries a nude photo of Ahmadinejad Job sitting on a Shabab missile, the pointy part. A graduate of the Columbia School of Brainwashing and wrote her thesis on Hitler building the Autobahn while Mussolini made the trains run on time. Believes children should be admitted into Disney World on Gay Shame Day without parental consent. Wants to ban oil drilling in restaurants. Wants the Oregon beer tax to include legalized heroin. Favorite sport, waterboarding American children while singing Everybody Surfing USA. Believes all Gitmo detainees should be allowed to wear leather chaps with an Abu Ghraib cheek cutout. Now, let's do that interview again. How about Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Drop the middle name Meinhof. was introduced and appointed by Democrat Republicans on Lackey Day, led by no match Orrin Hatch, seconded by Arlen Spectacle, who joined with the Party of Death to vote to burn the American flag 40 days before 9/11 SJR-7, along with Fred Thompson, the Hollywood conservative, Match McConnell, Thad Cochran, John Eistoop Cleopatra Warner, Robert Bennett, Gordon Smith, and Lincoln Chapstick. All these people are Republicans, and they're no better than the goddamn Democrats. All Republicans who joined with the Party of Death to burn the flag that draped 3,546 murdered civilians on 9/11 and 4,600 Americans killed fighting back in Iraq and Afghanistan, plus 40,000 Americans wounded by IEDs built in Nancy Pelosi's Syria. There is no Republican Party. Look who they put up to fight terrorism. Ted Kennedy Jr., a.k.a. John McCain, who can't even be loyal to his own vice presidential pick, but lets Jay Leno hug him for the Democrats. He bows to Jay Leno. John, check the footage. Just check the footage of Lady Sarah. See how many times she sold us McCain's value. Not VP material? She's not VP material? Better for America. She was the first woman president. But we can't have a woman who is a Christian, loves her homeland, keeps too many babies, can cook, and loves her husband, goes to Kuwait to visit Alaskan troops, not Syria to visit bomb makers and murderers. A woman who wants America oil independent, which you don't hear about anymore. That oil could go to $200 a barrel. They're not drilling here. Screw America right into the ground. Besides, at $200 a barrel, the tax revenue is greater. A woman who wants America oil independent, even though the new communist order has been de-rigged, drill baby, a drill. No oil independence for America. America has been bad. They gave her demerits for clothes shopping, but called Hillary fashionable in her three-legged pantsuit, made by Omar the Tentmaker. Lady Sarah can't be president, as she's too good to be true. Send 30 lawyers up to Juneau and get the goods on her. And if you can't get her, get her kids. And if that doesn't work, send her a Catherine Willie, a dead cat message. Wait till you see what they do to Mel Gibson's children. Beware of frontline Democrats who stab and fall back to be replaced by another red row. Right now, America is getting warm with a cup of tea. The re-puppies who are one step up from the Party of Death are playing possum, believing their turn at bat is next. The communist hunter that won the election and then seized more power will self-destruct and become as obvious as the boil on Hugo Chavez's neck. Oh, that's his head. Bow Boy is in Mexico tonight promising a crackdown on gun running, and an increase in Cuban drug running. The guns will now come from Russia, and the NRA will be put under house arrest, like any Iranian female reporter. Another problem-causing woman always talking about freedom. The Democrats are drunk with power, and though they stumble around while labeling all veterans potential terrorists, they will do a New York Slimes tiny retraction, and as America forgets, they will give us the slip. My friends, you can't tell the players without a historical scorecard. Get the book that names the most dangerous, and you will see that I'm 90% accurate at www.spiritofamericapartybook.com. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio and the Spirit of America Party. Anytime you hear a rebel song, just substitute the word America.
We're on the road to God knows where. We're on the one road. time to make them up again. Sure aren't we all Irish anyhow? Now is the time to set together now.
We're on the one road, sharing the one road. We're on the road to God knows where. We're on the one road, it's like the wrong road, but we're together now. Who cares? Northmen, Southmen, comrades all, Dublin, and Belfast, Cork, and Donegal. We're on the one road, we're singing along, and singing the soldier's song.
Tinker, tailor, every mother's song, butcher, baker, shouldering his gun. A rich man, a poor man, every man in line, all together just like a lang syne.
We're on the one road, sharing the one load. We're on the road to God knows where. We're on the one road, it may be the wrong road, but we're together now. Who cares? North men, south men, comrades all, Dublin, Belfast, Cork, and Donegal. We're on the one road, we're singing along, and singing a soldier's song.
Night is darkest just before the dawn. From dissensions, Ireland is reborn. Soon will all united Irishmen make our land a nation once again.
We're on the one road, sharing the one road. We're on the road to God knows where. We're on the one road, it may be the wrong road, but we're together now. Who cares? North men, south men, comrades all, Dublin, Belfast, Cork, and Donegal. We're on the one road, we're singing along, and singing a soldier's song. We're on the one road, sharing the one load. We're on the road to God knows where. We're on the one road, it may be the wrong road, but we're together now. Who cares? North men, south men, comrades all, Dublin, Belfast, Cork, and Donegal. We're on the one road, we're singing along, and singing a soldier's song.
When you see these media ghouls like CNN and marine killing MSNBC, CNN I call a communist news network, when you see these people out in the open brazenly like this, you know that they know something you don't know. There's a takeover coming. Otherwise, they would never stick their scrawny little necks out. CNN was once a pace setter. Now it needs a pacemaker. I call it the Communist News Network, trying to promote Al-Qaeda as the good humor man. The second most un-American news network, only marine killing MSNBC, is worse. The Cub reporter you sent to cover the Tea Party acted as if she worked for the DNC directly. This is a letter to the chairman of CNN. Your network never has an American flag showing, but I saw a French one in the back room of New York One. I believe they own and control New York One. If you want to be Al Jazeera, a USA, that is your prerogative, but you will pay a price. And frankly, I don't think you will survive. There is a resurrection coming, and the ballot is freedom's bullet. You won't have to worry about ballots. You'll be fired for blinding the viewer. Thanks for nothing, Mr. Zero, and give my worst to Wolf Blitzer or Rasmanjani. And the other two guys who are really sick are Keith Doberman, and there's another guy there, gray-haired guy, whose mother is crazy. and the hand grenade doesn't fall far from the ammo dump. Thanks for nothing, Mr. Zero. Yours truly, and one nation under God, Captain Boycott. Hang in there.
Ah.
we got to re-edit the communist platform and certain buzzwords that they use constantly. The following phrases should immediately be canned. 1. We are the strongest nation on the face of the earth. Then why are you hiding under the bed, Senator? 2. We need a coalition of the willing. Let's start with all the European countries that stopped Hitler. 3. This one is classic Arabian culture ignorance. They all like to quote the phrase that that somebody wrote pretending to be Arabian. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. No, that's not an Arabian phrase. Here's an Arabian phrase you can replace that with. When you smash the camel's testicles between two bricks, do not include your fingers. Tonight, last night we did a tribute to Marksman, a pro-life, and a prayer of songs to Mel and Robin Gibson and their Magnificent Seven. The one thing they do have in common is seven beautiful children. And they must be beautiful. And I hope they take a good look at those kids. 2 more buzzwords to be deleted from the Democrat lexicon. Outraged and appalled. Usually injected when they are accused of stealing. And then that's usually followed by, why, I had no idea. And that was used by Hillary when her brother was caught taking $450,000 in Vignali pardon drug payoffs. And guess what? Hillary told him. She did the right thing. She told him to return it. But when he returned it, he was 50 grand short, and nobody saw the receipt. And that led to the phrase, you have just been ram-rottomed. Okay, so that's where we're at, and I'll give you another tune, and we'll have some fun.
Daddy started out in San Francisco, tooting on his trumpet loud and mean.
Suddenly a voice said, go forth, Daddy, spread the picture on a wider screen.
And the voice said, Daddy, there's a million pigeons waiting to be hooked on new religions. Hit the road, Daddy, leave your common-law wife. Spread the religion of the rhythm of life.
And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. And the rhythm of love. With the fire pipe a-blowing while the mustard kettle was blowing, all the cats were go-go-going down below. Daddy, daddy, want to brush it down himself for graduation, get the fun to confirmation, how we know. With the fire pipe a-blowing, all the mustard kettle was blowing, all the cats were go-go-going down below.
Flip your wings and fly to Daddy. Flip your wings and fly to Daddy. Fly, fly, fly to Daddy.
Take a dive and swim to Daddy. Take a dive and swim to Daddy.
Do it, 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 do it
Savage is talking about Obama's tax return tonight. Listen, Obama's off to a good start. He made $4 million. He got $2.8 million for a book he's yet to write. Hillary did the same thing. Who was it? Simon & Schuster gave Hillary $8 million or $10 million to do a book. You know what happened to those books. Those books were bought by the Democrat Party. Who else would buy them? Yeah. So Obama's off to a good start. He's worth $4 million. The Clintons cleaned up $107 million in government. And that they show, we don't know what's in the Union Bank of Switzerland next to the Mark Rich account. I guess when they do the transfer, they just open it. The guy hands it over. Yeah, it's all alleged. I know, it's all alleged. It's a lot of money in big government. And you heard about the dog, right? That the dog is being put to sleep. That's the Chappaquiddick Portuguese water dog. That was a gift from the Chappaquiddick seal. Ted Kennedy, who's going to be canonized by the Democrat Party when he goes to paradise to get the 72 water wings. Yeah, what a turkey that guy is, man. Woo! Oh, but Massachusetts loves him. Give us another one. Send us another Kennedy. And what did I hear about Caroline Kennedy? They wanted to give her a job, an ambassador. Oh, to the Vatican. They wanted to send Caroline Kennedy to the Vatican, and the Pope said no. We would rather have somebody from The View. What's that one? Joey Behar, whatever her name is there, that big mouth. Do you know that if she opens her mouth real wide, you can get a jumbo jet in there? And turn around. And taxi down the tongue. So many communists. We're surrounded by so many communists. What else were we going to say today? And my mind is going blank. Oh, Obama gets, he's got 4 million and he's just starting out. And he'll pass the Clintons' 107 million. That's for sure. The Southern Poverty Communist Law Center is very dangerous. Absolutely very dangerous. It's one of the most anti-American organizations in the country. And now they're targeting returning veterans. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about. They're targeting returning veterans as potential anarchists. And they're going to be watched and monitored. And you know what's going to happen? The same thing they're doing to your kids. They're going to label them hyper and dope them up. You watch. They'll blame it on post-war syndrome. And then they'll load them up with drugs. That's a big Soviet trick, you know. I had a guy that refused the draft call. From the Russian military. He refused to answer his draft call because all Russians have to serve in the military. And so they put him in a mental hospital. And I said, how did you survive? He says, I went along with anything they wanted. I says, what happened to the people who resisted? He says, they shoot them up with drugs that cook their brain. And you don't think that's not happening in the United States? They'll tell you weed is good for you. Well, they started to tell you Obama's dog is going to be put to sleep because he has no papers. And he can't say bow. Yeah. Okay, we're talking about what I say I was going to talk about? Yeah. the guy who blew up the Oklahoma federal building, Tim McVeigh. Tim McVeigh was labeled a typical average white American by the Party of Death, a typical average U.S. Military serviceman. But let me tell you something. What Tim McVeigh did, he will answer to God and the Marine Corps that guards the streets of heaven for killing kids, because killing kids is a crime against God. But you got to remember what motivated Timothy McVeigh. He didn't like what the feds did to Waco. And he didn't like what the feds did to the family at Ruby Ridge. And he felt, which was wrong, but he felt that he had to even the score. He did it wrong. It was the wrong thing to do. But that's a guy who felt that his government was no longer his government. So when they label all veterans Timothy McVeigh's, you just remember the 40,000 wounded that are trying to get their jobs back and pay their credit cards down when their country cried for help and put their lives and limbs on the line. And if I had my way, every ambassador to the United States would be war wounded. You couldn't be an ambassador to the United States unless you had a DD-214 and a Purple Heart. And that's who I put there. I wouldn't allow anybody to buy that job. Those jobs aren't for sale. Those jobs are for Americans. And when I say Americans, I'm talking about DD-214 Americans. So, don't let the left show you Timothy McVeigh. Let the left show us Osama bin Laden. Let the left show us the blind sheikh. Let the left show us the people who cut a Danny Pearl's throat after paying $30,000 for the privilege. Show us the people who voted to burn the flag, the senators who voted to burn the flag. Show us the people who call child murder settled law. Every one of those should have to suffer an abortion-like death. And then let's see if they feel pain. And you know they voted no anesthesia for kids that were having their heads punctured? And you know the reason they wouldn't vote anesthesia for partial birth abortions? Was because they'd have to admit that the child is real flesh and blood. You think about that the next time you break an egg. Let me give you a tune. I was searching for a lithograph entitled The Men of 98. It used to hang in my father's house. My grandfather brought it from Scotland. It was a gift that was given to him by a Scotch Protestant, my grandfather being Irish Catholic, from the north of Ireland. My grandfather also served in the British Army. If you wanted to work, that's what you had to do. And he served in the Boer War in Africa. And he had a military look all his life. So I was looking for this lithograph because somehow we lost track of it when my parents moved. And it dropped out of sight and we don't know what happened to it. But it was called The Men of 98. And in the center was a priest named Father Michael Murphy from Arklow Island, Island, and he was in like a foxhole, a shallow foxhole, and he had a couple of men with him, one holding a pike, one holding a sword, and they're all being cut down. And underneath it, it said, Father Michael Murphy, Arklow. And then surrounding that center battle piece were about 8 to 12 portraits of American, Irish heroes of the Revolution of 1798. It was called the Uprising of United Irishmen, who were made up of Catholics and Protestants, and I never knew this, Irish Protestants were poor, as were Irish Catholics. And they rose up against the King of England and against Irish Anglicans who stayed loyal to the King of England. And they were inspired to have the uprising in 1798 by the French Revolution. And the Americans had one in 1776. Which was over in, 1781? And basically, what the Irish did was they went to France for help, too, as did America. And one of the heroes, whose portrait is one of the 12 in that lithograph, is a guy named Wolfe Tone, who landed in Ireland too late to make a difference, with 15,000 French troops. And the British had already won the day, and they slaughtered all their opponents. And there's one passage, I should have pulled it out. It's a four-line sentence, but two of the lines say, describe the Irish battle array as... rows of men with scythes fighting cannon. And of course they were cut to pieces. So in looking for that lithograph, which I'd love to find, just to have a copy of it to hang once again in my house, I came across the poem of the Men of 98. And you know what? We may be going through the second American Revolution one day. And it may not be too far away if the enemies of America have their way. And that's going to be a sad one. It's going to be worse than ever before. Because we are so divided that it will be hard for us to unite and win against any enemy. And once the government becomes your enemy, you're screwed. So this is called A Memory of the Dead, and it's by John Kells Ingram. Who fears to speak of 98? Who blushes at the name? When cowards mock the patriot's fate, who hangs his head in shame? He's all a knave or half a slave who slights his country thus, but a true man like you, man, will fill your glass with us. Now, you think about that. When cowards mock the patriot's fate, and you know who the patriots are, they're now being targeted at home by the enemy of the country, the Communist Party of North America, and they want all returning vets to be watched. How's that? You went and put your life on your line for your country, and now your country's going to keep an eye on you. And people are going to set up these vets to make them look bad, which they've been doing since the war began, a la Newsweek, the New York Slimes, Time Magazine, add your own favorite, ABC, and Marine Killing NBC, the Communist News Network, CNN. I think they got a prayer room in the back room. and the prayer is death to America. Let me continue the poem. We drink the memory of the brave, the faithful and the few. And who's the few in this country? The 1% who puts their life on the line for me and you. Some lie far off beyond the wave. Some sleep in Ireland, too. We've got guys that are sleeping all around the world. You can go to Belgium and see George Patton buried with his troops. You can go to Iwo Jima on a volcanic rock island and see 6,000 Marines. You can go deep sea diving for all the guys who had burials at sea. You know, MIAs in World War II was 77,000. You think about that. All are gone, but still lives on the fame of those who died. All true men like you men, remember them with pride. Some on the shores of distant lands their weary hearts have laid, and by the strangers' heedless hands their lonely graves were made. But though their clay be far away beyond the Atlantic foam, in true men like you men their spirits are still at home. The dust of some is Irish earth, among their own they rest, and the same land that gave them birth has caught them to her breast. And we will pray for that their clay full many a race may start of true men like you men to act as brave a part. They rose in dark and evil days to right their native land. They kindle here a living blaze that nothing shall withstand. Alas, that might can vanquish right. They fell and passed away. But true men, like you men, are plenty here today. Then here's their memory, may it be for us a guiding light, to cheer our strife for liberty and teach us to unite. Though good and ill be Ireland still, though sad as theirs your fate, and true men be you men, like those of 98. And you know, when you read that poem, you think about, you know, the legacy in the United States that was handed to you. Whether you just came here yesterday, or you've been here for five generations, somebody handed you the legacy of freedom when you stepped on this shore for the first time. And it was your job to hand it to the next person, to pass it on, like a racer's baton. And we're not doing that. We're fighting amongst each other, and we're being used by unscrupulous men and women who want to see this country destroyed because, like our God, they hate us both. So hang in there, and I'll give you a patriotic tune. I'm back. I was late joining Savage last night. I came in and he was finishing up with Jimmy from Brooklyn. In case you don't know Jimmy, he calls in a lot to talk show hosts. when the topic is communism, and he's very well versed in the subject. He can go back to the 50s with it. Jimmy is a Trotskypedia of information on American traitors, like the Rosenbergs, who Hollywood prays to. Sadly, they were caught too late, and Stalin had the atomic bomb secrets they slipped to him to help annihilate America. However, justice was served in Sing Sing prison when the lights went dim on these two heroes of the Soviet Union, as old Sparky spoke for the nation. And I chant prayers of thanks to my icons of freedom. A blessed Joe McCarthy, I always light a candle beneath his picture. And saintly Richard Nixon. He got Al-Jahis, as in snake. Besides, those two prayer chapels, I have a grotto dedicated to the big second banger, Harry Truman, who saved a million American lives in a war against the Pearl Harbor boys. We all know who the first big banger is. It is the God on our money in whom we trust, even though Macy's denies him three times, Christmas, Easter, and the Hijra to Egypt, El Mataria, near Cairo. They tell me there is a 2,000-year-old tree there. So that is why donkeys have crosses on their backs. Did you know donkeys have crosses on their backs? I learned that when I was in the Boy Scouts, before they were molested by the gay mafia. Yeah. We had to break up the crew when the scoutmaster said he was short, the one sleeping bag. And he'd have to double up with somebody. Yeah, and that's why they hate the Boy Scouts, because they can't molest them. Under the guise of freedom of speech. Yeah. So, getting back to Jimmy, the fountain of knowledge about communist takeovers, to hear him speak, it would rattle your tiger cage. That is precisely Jimmy's problem. No one hears a patriot crying in the wilderness, which poses the question to America, how do you know you're not brainwashed? What do you have to compare to? If I introduce you to a polar bear who will swear Al Gore bribed him to say he was hot, would you believe him, even though he stopped wearing his Hawaiian shirt? I asked Jimmy, how are you going to reach a generation that started preschool on Ritalin and now take it in date rape school to expand knowledge? The communists control our children with the help of their parents. Just look at the Viet Cong appointments of all the taskmasters in the Obama administration. There are more seeds of destruction in the second highest level of government than are required to neutralize your prostate cancer. Mind cancer is undetectable. One out of five Americans is a junkie. Cocaine comes into the USA by submarine. Jimmy says drugs is Soviet germ warfare, better than anthrax. But who will believe that paranoia? You know, if there's a shortage of weed, users turn to other drugs. They don't abstain. If the next generation of pilots are junkies, they will only fly on the ground. Jimmy says that there are Soviet agents in this country that work around the homes of military bases to get the names and addresses of pilots and leaders. This comes in handy before they show for work, they can be killed. While we are singing a communist-inspired Kumbaya, the lead Chinese are piercing the electric grid and cutting communication lines. Jimmy also says that conservatives fighting back is not the answer. I got to tell you something. America is so vulnerable we don't realize it. There was an episode in Washington. They found out that the payphones in the White House were being redirected to Tel Aviv and then back to Washington. And that the guy that had the contract for the payphones was Israeli. And I said to myself, why would our great ally Israel bug the United States? And the answer is because they don't trust the intelligence of the United States. And they don't... So, Jimmy also says that conservatives fighting back is not the answer. It's only part of the answer. The movement that is needed to stop communism has to be an anti-communist movement, not a conservative movement. Never forget that our coalition of the unwilling partners have strong communist leanings and yearnings. Get a load of France, England, Italy, and Spain, minus Andalusia. I was doing that research I told you about, the Hungarian Revolution in 56, and it said that they were so brutally stomped that the Communist Party of England protested to the Soviet Union. How's that? That's in 1956. They had a Communist Party in England. So where was I? Get a load of France, England, Italy, and Spain, minus Andalusia, which has been promised to the Moors again. And yeah, you ever see that Spanish prime minister? Doesn't he look like a snake? Don't you look for the rattle when he comes on? Get a look at him. He looks so treacherous, it's unbelievable. At least they should have somebody that can fake patriotism like Obama. See what one train bomb can do to a shaky country. And I spell shaky, S-H-E-I-K-Y. And, you know, the Spaniards were thinking of giving the south of Spain back over to the Muslims. They thought about it. If this was a Soviet takeover, you couldn't wish for more. Control the mines, control the schools like Notre Dame, giving Obama the order of the anti-Catholic lemon. Control the military. 23% polled in a recent survey of the military at 29 Palms in a survey said they would fire on Americans if ordered to do so. Extermination camps are paid for by the taxpayer kills 1,400,000 future military taxpayers a year. Foreigners pour over the border to change the American mix. Supreme Court communist judges bow to The Hague as a source of international wonderment. God has been successfully removed from the communist cucumber schools, but communist condoms are in. Parents have been removed as the ruling authority in the family. Daughters do not have to report their pregnancy to their parents and can kill a child in Maine as soon as she turns 12 years old. Not the child, the daughter. In a dumbed-down country where the age of reason is 29, and we are a dumbed-down country, all you got to do is wait for a nice hot summer day and listen to the music in the cars. Communist senators work day and night to extinguish private enterprise, calling for the season of Exxon by flag-burning American baby killers named Schumer. No combat money for the military by flag-burning baby killers named Carlos the Jekyll Levin. Visitation rights to Cuba and Syria for the Grey Poupon communist Uday Pelosi. Five Americans were killed in Mosul, Iraq on April the 10th, and it can't be found in the communist press. You won't hear Harry Reid, the communist shoe bomber, saying Obama's war is lost. I use the word communist a lot, but not as much as the communists use the N-word, the anti-Semite label, anti-Semitic, and neocon. Well, we are still safe as long as they don't take over the banks. How much of your freedom is gone and how much is left to go, comrade student? And I just saw Tom Tancredo on TV. He was at the university in North Carolina and the communists wouldn't let him speak. How's that? Jimmy believes the target tools of the communist movement, which did not fall with the Berlin Wall, one, destroy the American culture, two, destroy the schools, three, develop drugs as a weapon of destruction. Four, increase the number of broken families. Five, divide and pit ethnic groups against one another. Six, create veiled units and causes like global warming, Greenpeace, PETA, Code Pink, Fair Play for Communist Cuba, the Communist Council of Churches, and Communists for the American Way. When the time comes, they will go violent with target assassinations, media-induced personal destruction using comedians and newspapers, for example, Communist Comedy Central and Newsweek, WEAK. Don't overlook Pornowood. They will cut off oil and deny self-preservation through drilling. They will blow up power grids and gas subway riders. Don't take my word for it. Talk to the new U.S. citizens and ask them what they see, especially ones from Soviet bloc countries like Poland and Vermont. The Warsaw Pact people know how to bribe their way around the bureaucrats for medical service, but you, my American friend, will stand in line forever. Finally, when you are next, they will tell you that your favorite doctor was executed for crimes against the state. He asked for the Sabbath off. Sabbath? What's that? Oh, it's something Americans used to have once a week before Gore versus Wade. Tonight's movie is The Sorrows and the Pitiful. Hang in there. We'll take a break.
Hang in there, boys and girls, and we will give you the next episode. Let's see what we got here. There we go.
I found this in my picture file, and I thought I'd share it with you. After I took it out of the picture file, I put it in an email, and the topic of the email was Napolitano wants returning veterans to be put on a terrorist watch list. So I want to share with you the picture that I sent with it. And the picture is entitled Generations of Valor. And it's a Marine sergeant, fairly tall guy, in dress blues. He's missing his left hand. He's got the claw, you know, the two fingers, the two metal fingers that you work with after you've lost your hand. And his looks like his right hand may only have three fingers. And he's trying to stand at attention. And he's being hugged by looks like a World War II veteran, who's crying. And the guy's wearing a yellow bracelet on his right hand. And he's got some tattoos on his hand. And you can see on the face of the Marine, he's smiling. But his eyes aren't lined up right. And it looks like one eye is droopy, and the other eye may be his only good eye. And it looks like it's been worked surgically. So underneath that photo, I put, my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Learn the words before they are also banned. And then I commented, two girls kicked out of college for praying for a dying professor. It is time to take a TNC. Look at the eyes of the Marine, because you won't notice it unless you take a good look at it. So hang in there, and I'll give you some more excerpts. And my question is, right now, they're talking about Obama's approved citizenship, and it hasn't been proven yet. And what's going to happen? How are you going to react if they find out that this guy is not an American citizen? What are you going to say? Change the law to accommodate the mistake? Was it a mistake? Or was it planned so that the law would be changed? And who's going to be up next? George Soros? Vladimir Putin? So, my question is, does Obama's birth certificate equal a Dan Rather's lowercase th? You know the story of Dan Rather and his lowercase th? He said Bush was never in the Air Force. And he had proof. And he posted the proof. And somebody who did their due diligence took a look at the record and noticed that it was created on a Microsoft program, because the TH was a giveaway. Somehow the formation of the TH was a giveaway, the letters TH. And this Microsoft program wasn't around when Bush was in the service. So Dan Rather lost his job and his credibility forever. He's a has-been. He wiped it all out because he was so obsessed with getting Bush that he self-destructed. So that's why I say, does Obama's birth certificate equal Dan Rather's a TH? And on my, one of my websites, it might be captainsblog.us, I have a picture of an Egyptian hieroglyphics. You know, a guy is painting hieroglyphics on a wall, and he's wearing one of those, like, sarongs, Egyptian sarongs where the belly hangs out. And he's doing hieroglyphics, and I put underneath the caption, and George Bush was never in, and I did that TH, military. America can't take much more today. We found out today that Christopher Dudd received, can you believe this? Check this one out. He received $600,000 in champagne contributions, and only $4,200 came from his own state, Connecticut. $600,000. Who's he working for? Who sends $600,000 to a senator from Connecticut, when his own constituents only sent $4,200? Who's doing who here? Wouldn't you like to know where the $600,000 came from? And don't forget, when these guys retire, they get to take their war chests with them. The war chests that never go to war. So if a guy raises a $6 million in champagne contributions, that's what I call them, and he says, you know what, this year I'm only going to do a mailing. How much are the postcards? And then he retires. Hey, so Christopher Dudd is going to retire. Hey, the people finally got wise to him. They're going to throw him out, and he's going to pick up all his winnings. He's doing better than if he went to a casino. Same with Torricelli. Torricelli had $5 million in a champagne in a war chest, and he was supposed to give it to Frank Loudmouthberg when he left after being accused of being a crook. And he did an exit stage left, and he took the money with him. And the Democrat said, come on, give it back. I don't think he ever gave it back. It's like when the Clintons sent back the $450,000 to the Vignali drug family. They never showed us a receipt. Did you see a receipt? Did you know they were 50 grand short? Yeah. Well, did they get a marker for the 50 grand? Oh, we'll give you some legislation. Yeah. Okay. So Christopher Dudd received $600,000 in champagne contributions, and only $4,200 came from his own state. Tell me about the war chest, mommy. Did he get his job through the New York Times? I said it last night. I think you'll hear it in another part of the broadcast. Two things that House and Senate should only... Well, first off, the House and the Senate should only have one term of office. That's it. You do the one term, you get out. No benefits, nothing. Thank you for serving your country. You dodged the draft, but at least you showed up for work. Yeah. And that's it, man. One term, get your crap and get out. Go back and earn a living like the rest of us. And if I'm ever a senator, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to bring six homeless people with me into the Senate lunchroom. And I'm going to buy them all lunch. Once again, we hear the Bow Wow has no papers. I can't believe we have elected a lapdog of communism. The Democrats are going to tell us to get over it again. Well, at least they're not covering up the name of Jesus in make-believe Catholic universities. By the way, if you ever hear me use the acronym MBS, I usually use it to describe Hollywood movies. It stands for make-believe, and I forget what the word for feces is in German. Yeah, MBS, make-believe stuff. And it's usually reserved for porno movies that teach kids how to do dope and mutilate women. MBS stands for make-believe stuff. There is a more effective word than stuff. While our throats are being cut, Hollywood is fighting robots named Arnold. Have you seen a dopey on the Bill PLO Dancer Mars show? He needs a fix. Did you see this guy? He must have failed hygiene in school. He looks like a dog after a heavy rain. That's Opie, you know, that is now a big producer of communist movies. Comrade Opie. Yeah, he must have wore a red scarf when he was a kid. Everything is make-believe, just like the economy. I was for exports, but I did not mean jobs and industries. Now we have to buy tanks and ships from the lead Chinese. You know, like the Chinese can't pronounce R as in red, so they call it lead. Lead, L-E-A-D, like the lead on the paint that they're giving to our kids. You don't think they're doing that deliberately. That's not part of germ warfare, is it? While our throats are being cut, Hollywood is fighting robots named Arnold. And have you seen... Oh, I said that already. Everything is make-believe, like the economy. I was for exports. Now we have to buy our tanks and ships from the lead Chinese. That gives new meaning to the word lead, like to get the lead out or lead by the nose. Have they brought charges against the wounded yet? How much pay off cocaine in a Kennedy Cuban cigar? Yeah, Ted Kennedy reminds me of the guy who was looking for a Yolanda. The senator that was looking for a Yolanda. Maybe Bush should have looked in Obama's eyes. Is Chuck Schumer going to the class on oil company takeovers by senior fellow Hugo, it's all mine, Chavez? Hugo just gave the Russians $1 billion to buy AK-47s to protect the demonstrators. Yeah, when they call for a demonstration, he's going to turn out the boys with the AK-47s to protect the demonstrators. Yeah, and when the plaza is soaked in blood, he'll say, look, we're protecting them. Yeah. We offset that donation that Chavez gave to the Russians by giving Pakistan $1.5 billion to beat their women. That will teach them to get out front. Yeah, they call that the Stop Palin plan. Where is the Miami Cuban community on this sellout? Will they be deported to Taiwan? Where is Andy Garcia and Gloria Estefan? Are they under house arrest again? Will Elian Gonzalez get a visa to pitch for the Mets? Will Jimmy Carter come home from Havana on Tire Tube 1? By the way, Havana, H-A-V-A-N-A-H. That Havana that's spelled with an H, that's the way Hezbollah spells it at the missile site address. And can I get a weekend hold on freedom? So what's it going to be? Resurrection or a cup of tea? We be talking. And we're the only show that prays for the Gibson family. I caught Glenn Beck tonight. He's different. He's good. I enjoy him. I just hope he doesn't go off the deep end. You always worry about your idols, you know. You never know when they're going to let you down. He had on Marie Osmond. And Marie Osmond's got 7 kids, I think. And she's been through a couple of divorces. But she was talking about when she was 14 years old. And she had a show on TV. And she had to read 350 pages of scripts a day or something, and she was still trying to be a kid, and they told her if she didn't drop 10 pounds, the show would be canceled. And if she told her mother that they had threatened her, they would deny it. How's that? You're 14 years old, you're being pushed around. You know what Marie's problem was? She didn't have an uncle from Staten Island named Tony Three Fingers. Yeah, he would have straightened everybody out on the show. Never mind the Godfather. Never mind the horse's head. There's one mafia that's even bigger than the Italian mafia. You know what it is? The Alaskan mafia. And wait until Keith Olbermann wakes up with a moose head in his bed. So, but you can see how Hollywood takes its toll, and drugs must run amok like crazy. I don't know how you can escape living a normal life in Hollywood. Your parents are like dogs. They don't get married. They get the Breeders' Cup. And she happened to say something that really rocked my world. She said 70% of all the moms in the United States are single family moms. How's that? Man. And you know what? These guys don't even join the Foreign Legion. They just go on like little Johnny Appleseeds from flower to flower. And then they complain life doesn't treat them fair. Yeah, I couldn't get a fair shake from God. That's why I don't believe in him. And the next guy I hear say that all Southerners are missing teeth, I'm going to take him to a Confederate bar, and I'm going to ask him to repeat what he said. And then we'll count his missing teeth. Oh, there's one over here. Oh, it looks like a molar. We'll take him to Murray Blitzstein. Murray Blitzstein will call him off. You know how they call him off when they're going through your teeth at looking at the x-rays? Upper muscular or whatever. Left upper. He's missing that one. He's missing this one. He's missing all the ones in the front. Forgive my normal nasal accent. It's gone. I have a cold tonight. I've done two drambuies, and I can now hear the pipes are calling. I asked Jimmy from Brooklyn because he happened to mention that Randy Weingarten, the head of the teachers' union in New York, used to be in these Students for a Democratic Society, which turned into the Weathermen, the Weather Underground. And it goes to show you, right, how strong the Communist Party is in the school system. And everybody loves Randy. They think the sun sets on her because she gets them all kinds of benefits. You see, you can be bought. Every person has its price. I got a price. Sometimes I gotta wrestle with myself, but sometimes I win, sometimes I lose. But I said, how did they ever get the name of Weather Underground? And he said it was a Bob Dylan song, the wind is blowing, the wind is changing, and that's where they got the name Weather Underground. It was like a joke. Yeah, that's a real joke. Bill Ayers is running the country, and Obama has strings that go all the way to Chicago. Yeah. I just hope one day at the UN I don't see Hillary Clinton open a suitcase and pull out Obama and start to move his jaw. Bad. We're in trouble. We turned the government back over to the communists. The communists only had a foothold with Clinton and Carter. And now we've given them, the only thing that's missing here are Soviet troops. Things are so bad in the USA, there was a bank hold up today and the teller gave the robber an IOU. And you ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till General Motors files bankruptcy, and followed by Chrysler. You wait and see that one. And there's going to be one surviving company. It's going to be Ford. And you better hope Ford survives. And there's going to be, you know, everything. You just go outside and look at your car and look at how many components are there. All of those companies are going out of business. And General Motors makes very little. All those companies are going to take a big hit. You know that the reason that General Motors is in trouble, one of the main reasons they're in trouble, is that the axle manufacturer that supplies all the axles for their vehicles wasn't getting paid and put them on hold. How's that? There's some sneaky times coming. I hope we are coming out of this recession. I hope the market can hold its own. And I'd like to see the housing market come back ASAP. But let me tell you something. If this is a bear trap, we're screwed. If this is a bear trap, we're screwed. We got so many enemies out there waiting to finish us off. You won't believe it. And there are people that are talking about seeing concentration camps in the United States. And that right now, that's a big joke. You know, but you never know. You might be charged with not enough carbon credits. Think about this, all these guys that sit around have nothing to do but destroy the country. Every day they banter back and forth, and they say, comrades, look at what we accomplished. We managed to completely wipe out cigarettes in the United States. If you want to smoke a pack of cigarettes now, it costs you $785. We have successfully taken cigarettes out of bars, out of restaurants, out of buildings, out of hospitals. There's no cigarettes. Nobody can smoke. It's against the law to smoke a cigarette. We even have people in California turning in their neighbors for smoking. Comrades, imagine what we can do with crucifixes. Imagine what we can do with American flags. Comrades, our day has come. If we did it for one issue, we can do it for another. We don't have to be obvious. We'll ease our way in to the big takeover. Oh, that can't happen. Not in the United States. Why not? Oh, because I'll defend it. Yeah, what do you got? Well, I have a copy of the Declaration of Independence. What else you got? I got a hood. I could chain myself to a moving vehicle. There was an old Jerry Lewis bit along the same line. And he was talking to himself in the mirror, his alter ego. And he was saying he was afraid of tough men. And his voice, his image was coming back from the mirror saying, what are you afraid of? He says, well, they got guns. He says, what? And his ego says, you can get a gun. He says, but they got knives. He says, you can get a knife. But they got big, strong muscles. You can get a gun. Hello, Mayor Bloomingdale. I understand that you were down in Virginia and you were protesting the murder of 30 students by one guy with a gun. How come you didn't ask the NRA to help the other students carry guns? How come there was no arms room in that college? How come one guy who walked in with a predetermined plan to kill as many people as possible was allowed to knock off 30? You couldn't do that in Iraq. Yeah, that's it. He's going to outlaw guns. And the only one that'll have one is the guy that comes in to kill 30 people. But they obeyed the law. Yep, give them a clean bill of health. Put a well done on their coffin. And the thing that cracks me up is the commercial for DDT, home protection. And it shows a helpless woman, and she's exercising, and all of a sudden, 10 guys come barging into the house. And her alarm goes off. And all of a sudden, they all run out. And the phone rings. And this is DDT. Are you okay? Oh, yes, DDT. Thank you. You saved my life. Yeah. And you want to know? You want to hear the real version of that? Hello, DDT. They're tearing my clothes off. Well, we're going to call somebody. Do you know the number for 911? Now, there's a true story that is told in NRA shooting matches, okay? And let's face it, the NRA is not doing their job. If I was president of the NRA, every woman in America would know how to handle a gun. I would pass legislation to take them away from the men. Except for me. But every woman would know how to handle a gun, because what they've done is, you see, over the 60 years of brainwashing that began when you were very small, and the teacher put you on those little white pills to calm you down, you have been indoctrinated to be afraid of guns. So when you see one, terror strikes your heart. Okay? And when someone points one at your head, you're totally, you melt. You do a meltdown. But let me tell you, if you saw him reaching for it and you had one too, he may not get his out as fast as you did. And then it's him who gets melted down. But here's an NRA story. I believe the girl was 11 years old. Her father just went out the door to work and two guys kicked in the front door. And she was upstairs in her house. She went into her father's room and she got a shotgun. She killed the first guy halfway up the stairs. She killed the second guy as he was running out the door. It turns out that she is a target shooter, and she's been playing with guns since she was like 9. Okay? And when the police came, they went into the jacket of one of the guys that was shot, and they found he had a pistol. And the pistol belonged to a guy who was robbed and murdered and stabbed to death. And one of those unsolved crimes. So, that girl should be a Miss NRA Playmate of the Year. Gun Playmate of the Year. And that's the difference between survival and pain and sorrow. Remember when the Party of Death blamed Katrina on Bush? They bypassed the chain of command. They had a mayor who was trying to turn the town into chocolate. They had a governor who said, "What hurricane?" And then, so they went up the ladder and they blamed Bush. Okay, Bush is in Washington, D.C. He's not even in Crawford. But this mayor, what's his name, Nugent? Mayor Nugent? He's always talking about that he wants to see New Orleans all chocolate. And now they're trying to tell us that we got a chocolate president. Yeah, no, we don't. If you want to know the truth, the man is vanilla fudge. And we're all being vanilla fudged. But actually, he's not black, he's green. And he's only behind the ears, unless communist gangrene sets in. We now have a communist coalition of the willful, a Homeland Security head that wants the heads of returning veterans. And some of those veterans are black. Yeah. What are they doing fighting for their country? Are you going to tell me that they love it? I guess they must. Who else would go and put up with that crap? Yeah, a Homeland Security head that wants the heads of returning veterans. A campaign promise for more money for communist re-education, plus free Ritalin from preschool to date rape at university. Remember when rape used to be punished by terrible, terrible things? And then there was too many rapes going on by the liberals, so they changed the law. Yeah, and they so what they did is they made the woman evil, and then they watered down the charge to date rape. Yep, that's right. She asked for it. She picked up the phone. Yeah, and they, you know what? There's no difference between the Democrats and the Taliban. They both hate women. Most drug rehab units now... Oh, well, let me see here. A campaign promise for more money for communist re-education, plus free Ritalin from preschool to date rape at university. You see, once... I always say that when murder becomes the when a majority commits murder, murder becomes the law of the land. Just look at the child murder. Can you imagine somebody explaining why he whacked a kid? And you're going to sit there and listen to that and say, I understand? And where's the other 50% of the equation? Where's Mr. Nice Guy? Yeah. Oh, she said it's our body. I have nothing to do with it. It's her body. Yeah, I support her right to choose. What, she's having it? Yeah. How much is that going to cost me? Yeah. More abortion clinics. I got to have a talk with her. What happened to the democratic way of life? More abortion clinics to match the cocaine mistakes. And how many drugs... How many drugs lead to unwanted pregnancies? More drug rehab units now that Cuba is coming online. No more American-made guns for Mexican dope dealers. See the AK-47 salesman with the Soviet order pad, comrade. And that is why that is what I call keeping the money in the Chavez family. Be sure to apologize to third world nations, blaming your grandparents. Send $1.5 million to the Taliban by way of Pakistan, and forget that 40% of California Latino farmers are dying of crop thirst. Can you believe this? Look what's happening. You got the state of California that spends like a heroin addict, spends tax money like a heroin addict. They draw welfare from 49 other states and still can't pay their bills. And they turn around and they don't even have, they won't drill for oil. They're sitting on all kinds of oil. It's capped. It's ready to be pumped out into the economy. They won't touch it. And they can't even drill for water. They don't even have water for 40% of the farmers in the farm belt in California. And they're all Latino farmers, and they tell you they're looking out for the Latinos. Yeah. Tell me about it. Tell me about it. Show me the good you do. The difference between Arnold Robot Killer Schwarzenegger and Grayout, Governor Grayout, is that one is a Democrat and one is a Republican, and both are failures. But California, you're asking for it. You're letting your House and Senate to run amok. You're asking for trouble. You're gonna wipe out your hospital industries. You already exported Kaiser Steel to China. You chased out all industry, and there's more industry leaving. I don't know who's going to be left in California. It's going to have to become a communist sanctuary. And to think that 50 years ago, people used to sing, California, here I come. Do you believe in coincidence? If two planes a half hour apart hit two towers in New York City, is that a coincidence? If Lee Harvey Oswald giving out a Fair Play for Cuba leaflets leaves his... A former ex-Marine leaves his country and goes to the Soviet Union and comes back with a Russian wife and kills the President of the United States. And then he, in turn, is killed by Jack Ruby. Is that a coincidence? Ted Kennedy is shot in California in a kitchen by a Muslim. Is that part of the same coincidence? If Janet Napolitano announces that returning veterans have to be monitored, watched, and treated as crazies, and at the same time, a book comes out that tells of female U.S. soldiers raped by comrades, is that a coincidence? Or is that the begin of a get the military campaign? Take it all down. Weaken the United States.
Hang in there. We're coming up.
Kill the will to win. New York, April 17, 2009. A female U.S. soldiers serving in Iraq and Afghanistan have more to fear than roadside bombs or enemy ambushes. They are also at risk of being raped or sexually assaulted by fellow soldiers. The Lonely Soldier, The Private War of Women Serving in Iraq, a book based on 40 in-depth interviews, recounts the stories of female veterans who served in combat zones and tells of rape, sexual assault, and harassment by male counterparts. Some were warned by officers not to go to the latrine by themselves. One began carrying a knife in case she was attacked by comrades. Others says they felt discouraged to report assaults. The horror of it is that it is their own side that is doing this to them, said the book's author. Ready for the book's author? We just talked about consider the source, right? Look into the background of your enemies. Helen Benedict. They left out the last name, Arnold. I told you, never trust a woman with two last names. A journalism professor. That's a joke. At Columbia University in New York. In 910 New York, because Columbia doesn't recognize the war on terror. As a matter of fact, Ahmadinejad was there to bless them, to bless the students. The book was released in the U.S. on Wednesday. 1 in 10 U.S. soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan are female, and more women have fought and died in the Iraq War than in any war since World War II, according to the U.S. Department of Infiltrated Defense, and the stats are cited in the book. Let me just say something. When you sexed up the military, you invited this nightmare. Benedict said the book's title comes from the isolation a female U.S. soldiers experience when combining the trauma of their combat duties with sexual harassment by fellow soldiers. Now I'm going to tell you something that I heard, and let's check the stats on this. During the first Gulf War, women soldiers made a lot of money in prostitution. Oh. That also goes on? Yeah. And do you think rapes are going to stop when there are open gays in the military? It's the takedown of the military any way they can. A weak fighting force gets weaker. Because women are now so much in danger, now and actually in the battle, it's a particularly tragic situation because all soldiers are supposed to be able to rely on one another to watch their backs, Benedict said as she stabbed everybody. And how can you feel that way if your fellow soldiers are harassing you all day or trying to rape you or actually even raping you? Okay, so you see what she's doing here. She hates the U.S. military. But more than hating the U.S. military, she likes communist kudos. She's going to get an award for this from the Communist Party of North America. she'll get the Ethel and Julius Rosenberg Award for Valor. One such soldier, Marty Ribeiro, was a third-generation Air Force sergeant who served in Afghanistan in 2006 as a combat correspondent with the Army's all-male 10th Mountain Division. Okay, men, we're going to take this mountain here today, and don't forget to bring the combat correspondent. We're going into some heavy fighting, and definitely be sure that we have a combat correspondent. In the all-male 10th Mountain Division, her story includes an account of being attacked and raped by a U.S. soldier in uniform while guarding a post. Who was guarding the post? Was he guarding the post? Or was she guarding the post? Well, she's a combat correspondent. Did she go up and do an interview? And he had nothing to do? Well, it shouldn't be like that. No, you know what? There should be a policeman on every corner in Afghanistan. And then you could dial 911. After completing the shift and not showering to substantiate the attack, she reported it to authorities, only to be told if she filed the claim, she would be charged with dereliction of duty for leaving her weapon unattended. Oh, she had a weapon. Well, was it unloaded? She couldn't have stopped the attack? She left her weapon unattended? She was on guard duty? I had dreams of becoming an officer one day, like my father and grandfather. Your father and grandfather were men, and they were in an all-male military organization. Women had their own separate units. She said, maybe if you were wearing a burqa, nobody would have paid any attention to you. Am I being cruel? If you wave a red flag in front of a bully, he's charging. This dream of utopia is a communist dream, and it never comes true. There's also the world of reality, and you got to know when you're in harm's way. I had dreams of becoming an officer one day, like my father and grandfather, she says in the book. Unfortunately, because I'm female, these dreams will not come true. The number of reports of sexual assault in the U.S. military rose by 8% in 2008 from the previous year, and a 25% in Iraq and Afghanistan, according to a report released by the Pentagon in March. There were 2,908 reports overall of sexual assault by members of the military. Such assaults include rape, indecent assault, and attempted rape, as the report said. Let me tell you something. You're talking to the wrong guy when you talk about women being raped in the military after you forced women into the military on men who didn't want them there in the first place. Okay? If I had my way, I would separate the sexes after grammar school until they got married. I would have separate sexes in high school and college. And I'll tell you why. Because men's minds and hormones are cooking 100 times faster than anybody else's, than any woman's. They're in overtime. They're in sexual overtime all the time. And therefore, they don't get good grades when there's pretty women around. Women are a distraction. That's why Arabs cover their women up. They know the power of a beautiful woman. Well, you're supposed to do what? Open up a box of chocolates, but you can't touch them? Listen, if you didn't bring, what do they say? Avoid the near occasions of sin? Yeah, that means don't flash in front of my eyes. There were 2,008 reports overall of sexual assault. Of the 40 women, she's got 40 women, Benedict interviewed who served between 2003 and 2006. 40 women in 3 years she's interviewed. 10 said they had been raped. 5 said they had been sexually assaulted, including attempted rape. And 13 reported a sexual harassment.
Yeah, one guy showed up with a violin. He tried to seduce me. He played Be Still My Heart.
Hey, listen, rape, I wouldn't want it to happen to a dog. But let me tell you something. Sex is a powerful aphrodisiac, and you got to be careful when you mingle the troops. A new play, they got a play out already. So there you go, this is all communist. A new play based on Benedict's work was performed in New York and may tour the United States, Cuba, Iraq, Pakistan, the Soviet Union, Vladimir Putin's house, Ahmadinejad's tent. The new play based on Benedict's award was performed in New York. And real soldiers, listen to this crap. Man, if this isn't communist propaganda, nothing is. After a recent performance, real soldiers hugged the actors who portrayed them. Some wiped away tears. Comrades, can you hear the music? Can you hear the Internacional? Here you go. You want to see the Communist Party at work? Cynthia Smith, a Department of Defense spokeswoman, said the department was committed to eliminating sexual assault from the military through the removal of penises on all males between the ages of 16 and 75. Through prevention and response policies and eliminating barriers to reporting assaults. The Department of Defense's goal is to lose the next war and to establish a climate of confidence among Soviet troops that will occupy New York right after the inauguration of Chuck Schumer as commissar. Because the government only counts those brave enough to report the assault. The problem is not new to the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. A 2003 survey of more than 550 female veterans who served in wars from Vietnam to the first Gulf War found that 30% said they had suffered from rape or attempted rape, and a 79% reported being sexually harassed. How do you like those stats, huh? You want to hear a stat? The year is 1958. The place is Erlangen, Germany. It's company headquarters for the 50th Infantry. Two guys are in a barracks in their bunks, and a third guy comes in the door. One guy tries to escape. The guy's got a 45 in his hand. He shoots the guy running out the door in the back of the head. He shoots the other guy in the bed. The other guy in the bed is his lover. The guy's gay. And he's gay that you wouldn't know he was gay. He was one of the biggest and toughest guys in town. His name was Tex. And he was a heavy-duty chap. Okay? But he had a crush on this guy. And they had sex. But the guy had a guilty conscience, and he went to the chaplain, and he said he wanted to break off the relationship. So the chaplain moved Tex from the same outfit across the quadrangle to another unit called the 35th Armor. And the first thing they did is they put Tex on guard duty, and they gave him a loaded of 45. And the rest is history. Two guys are dead. And Tex is rotting in Leavenworth, if he's still alive. Okay? And a sergeant had to risk his life to go in and disarm him. While 150 guys stood out in the cold German, on a cold German winter night, in the snow, in their underwear. Shouting, kill him already. So, and that's what happens with sex in the military. And now they're going to do don't ask, don't tell. If you think I'm cute, don't salute. Yeah. So, this communist rape story, sure. You know things happen. You seen that one Marine girl that got murdered and burned, her body was burned. This happens. Crime happens all over. That's why they got MPs. But don't let the same people who forced more women into the military now tell you that the males in the military all should be tried. For the average crime stat, and the crimes committed in the military are less than the crimes that are committed in your street. And just look at an 8-year-old girl in a suitcase who was raped by a woman who had a 5-year-old daughter, or a 5-year-old girl who was buried alive, and politically correct police wouldn't go in and open a closet door and find her in there because they didn't have the right papers. I would have tore that trailer. I would have tore the sides off of that trailer to get that kid. And if I was wrong, well, that's the breaks. I'll pay the consequences. But if I'm right, the kid would still be alive. She'd be alive today. So, if you want to talk about outrage, talk about 1,400,000 babies being murdered in professional institutions sanctioned by the U.S. government. Not 40 women over 3 years. So... And you heard what Savage says about the aircraft.